Now, just to go back to right to the beginning, how did you get involved in teaching?
So it was something that I've always wanted to do, always in the back of my mind. I think since I was young, instead of playing house, I was playing classroom in my basement, in my parents' basement. And then kind of in high school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I did a two-year college program at Fanshawe, and one of the placements I did happened to actually be at Assumption in Elmer, and it was there that I was kind of like, this is what I want to do. I was supporting kind of the special ed program at the time, and just working with the kids I found was fulfilling, and I wanted to go back every day. I was looking forward to returning every day, and I thought, imagine if I could get paid for doing something that I love. So from there, I pursued post-secondary at the University of Waterloo and then Teachers College at Brock. And yeah, it just kind of all fell into place, got hired the same year I graduated, and the rest is history.
With, not necessarily just with your 4-5 class, but with the students you've had over this time, what's the what is sort of the takeaway that you get from teaching?
There's a lot. I think it's developing that positive relationship with students and seeing their growth over the years and watching them kind of develop into not mini humans, but growing into adulthood and seeing them progress over those years. It's a pretty amazing thing. I think just the everyday kind of experience relationships with the kids is the most rewarding. And then to see the growth is just an added bonus.
Especially later on in life as you start to see some of them as they've graduated from school and you
Meet
them in the community or
exactly.
their place of work. Yeah.
Exactly. There's some students that I did my teaching placement way back when that were in grade one at the time, and they graduated a couple years ago. So to see them throughout the years change and become little mini people is pretty cool.
It may be the pandemic this year, but if we discount the pandemic, or has there been a big challenge for you at this point in your career?
I think when I went into teaching, the job availability, the climate wasn't very good. And even when I brought up the idea, I had a lot of people saying, oh, that might not be the best thing to do. But luckily for me, it just worked out. The supply provided full-time work and gave me some great experience and helped me develop some of those relationships. Like, I was always at Assumption and I was at St. Anne's a ton too. So the school that I live close to, I had great relationships there. So I think the biggest challenge has been staying positive when I wasn't sure if it would work out. Luckily it did. The other thing I find the hardest thing with teaching is that there's never enough time. There's always so much more you wish that you could do for your classroom and your students. But accepting and finding that balance of home life is very challenging, but you do what you can and hope that you're making a difference.
And now for someone that maybe comes up through the school, goes on to high school, whatever, and comes back to you and would like to get into teaching, maybe has been influenced by something you've taught him or her, or influenced them some way philosophically. Have you got a piece of advice for a younger person looking to get into teaching?
I would say get experience first to see if it's something that you enjoy, but if it is, to really stick with it. It is a very rewarding job. I think that would probably be my best piece of advice. I think it's something that you need some experience in before you commit to it. You don't want to spend all those years in schooling and get a job and realize it's not for you. So I think volunteering, getting in the classroom, and getting kind of a piece of what it would be like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And one last question for you. Is there an accomplishment that you're particularly proud of so far in your years of teaching?
maybe just sticking with it, even when there wasn't full-time positions available and being worried about, will I get a supply job? And again, like I said, I was lucky that it turned out that when I was supplying, it gave me full-time hours. But yeah, I'm glad that I stuck with it, that I did the schooling, even though people thought I was crazy trying to get into teaching at the time, when so many people were struggling to get a job. And yeah, just showing up to those supply jobs and developing those relationships with principals and teachers and students, I think that helped get me to where I am today and land a permanent position. So yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing. I'm glad I stuck it out.